Hello everybody, it's Sam from Financial Samurai, and today we're going to talk about how being brutally honest with yourself will make you a better person. So one of the downsides of putting yourself out there is that you open yourself up for misinterpretation or criticism. I've been exploring for several months why it is that 97% of people don't do anything to change their life, no matter how miserable it is. And it's because of the fear of ridicule. You know, it all starts with getting bullied at school or admonished by our parents or teachers for doing something different or unusual. And so is it no wonder why we all get in line after we graduate from high school and college and do some soul-sucking job to pay the bills, to hopefully live the life we dream of? So for some reason, I don't know why, I was always the kid who fought back against bullies, no matter how big or how menacing they were. I just figured, even if I got pounded to a pulp, before I did, I'd be able to get at least one blow in and it would make it all worthwhile. And what I discovered is that the more I stood up for myself and against the bullies, the more they backed off. Because I always discovered that there's something about them was troubling them, or they were jealous, or there's problems at home, something like that. But because of my defiant behavior, I went to the principal's office plenty of times. I was suspended from school twice for fighting, and my parents probably were really stressed out. And it didn't matter who started the fight. If you fought back, you were equally punished. I mean, come on. If you're defending yourself, you're equally punished. Maybe you should be punished, but not equally punished, right? So I thought this system was pretty much bullshit, which gave me the first clues into a rigged society. And if I'm to be honest, I have to say I enjoy going to battle with people, physically and mentally. That is when provoked. I'm not randomly going to battle against people, but if you provoke me, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to pound you back until you say sorry or let go. But I don't think that's too healthy, right? Because now I'm a father and it's probably best that I spend my energy more wisely. So here are just a couple relevant examples of where being honest with myself will save me time, frustration, and energy. And I'd love for you to share some of your examples as well at the end of this post or in this podcast. So the first thing is regarding developing an audio version of each post, like the one I'm doing right now. So when I'm too tired to sleep, I like to get to work, give insomnia the middle finger, and just get things done. So one of the ideas that popped up was making an audio version of each post. Not only would the audio version include some ad-lib, to give some more color to each post. It was also a good opportunity to practice my oral communication skills. And further, I know a lot of you guys commute to work. I know if I was still working, my commute would be like 40 minutes downtown because traffic is horrendous now in San Francisco. And it'd be nice to listen to an audio for maybe 10 to 20 minutes. So after completing 3 audio versions, I asked for feedback in my private newsletter. There's over 20,000 subscribers. And to my disappointment, I only got 10 responses. 9 said, okay, it's pretty useful, it's interesting. 1 was very honest and he said it was useless. So in my mind, I was thinking I'd get at least 50 responses, just like how I did when I was asking for parental tips when I had my son. But I think people were frankly too afraid to speak the truth and, you know, hurt my feelings or whatever. So if I'm to be brutally honest, what does this mean? It means 1, nobody cares about the audio versions. 2, I haven't made a strong enough connection with my newsletter readers. 3, I haven't added enough value to my subscribers. 4, you probably hate the sound of my voice. 5, my newsletters are just simply too long. So it's hard to realize the truth. It's hard to hear the truth. But it's the only way I can optimize my time and improve my verbal delivery. So what's the solution? Only do audio versions if I have the energy. I mean, literally, I'm on call 15 hours a day working and taking care of my baby boy. The last thing I want to do is spend another 30 minutes to an hour trying to record an audio version when nobody appreciates it, right? And so if I do an audio version, try to speak more clearly, more eloquently, and introduce new stories. Add more value. So the second thing is regarding making people think in different ways. I really enjoy material that leaves me thinking about a situation long after I'm done. It's the same thing with movies like Inception or the season finale of The Sopranos. Whatever happens next is based on your interpretation, and I think that is a really beautiful thing. But despite everybody saying they want the freedom to choose, the freedom to think, I found that most people simply like to be told what to do. And due to my personal preference for deeper thinking, I've ended up confusing many of my readers over the years with unclear prose. So one of the examples is when I wrote the post, How to Stop Worrying About Your Child's Future in a Brutally Competitive World. Look, we all know that artificial intelligence is going to take away jobs, globalization is going to take away jobs, make getting jobs much more competitive. So you've got to really think and plan for the future if you're a parent, right? So I thought about starting and creating and making a business last long enough to provide education, real world education while he's going to school. And then maybe when he graduates, after several years of not being able to find what he wants to do, maybe he can work for the family business. Who knows? It's an idea that's been tried and true for many, many years. So one reader went on this super long rant after I wrote these two sentences, and he completely missed my point. So he basically focused on these two sentences that I wrote. Imagine spending almost $500,000 in private kindergarten to 12th grade tuition only to see your child go to an average university anybody could have gotten into. Because the school is average, he will likely land an average job or no job. And basically his rant was saying, look, it's interesting that you find there's equivalency to top-rated university with a top-rated job. You know, I've worked with very good people who went to great schools and they were idiots. I also believe it's somewhat telling of American ignorance to make a statement like that. It's becoming ingrained in American life that prevents upward mobility. Look, George W. Bush went to Harvard. Doesn't that prove that going to Harvard basically is useless? Yada, 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 right? So my whole point of the post, how to stop worrying about your child's future in a brutally competitive world, is to say, look, my whole point was, look, don't stress about them not getting straight A's or not getting into a prestigious university or not getting a highly coveted job that pays well. If you can start your own business and grow that, that is the way around all the stress, right? That is the whole point of my post. I even linked to the post, what if you go to Harvard and end up a nobody? Yet the reader still thinks, I only believe people who go to top-rated universities get a top-rated job. So, it's kind of a long way to go about this, but if I'm brutally honest with myself, what does this mean? It means, one, I write too much fluff, right? My posts are long. Two, I confuse people with all these different layers in my posts. Three, I don't understand the trend of shorter attention spans, right? Twitter is 140 to 280 characters. You know, people are just skimming things. And then fourth, I stubbornly think that people will like these type of thought pieces just because I do. And that's wrong, right? Just realize the trend and change. So what's the solution? The solution is to write shorter, simpler posts that tell it like it is. Dumb down the posts to make them easier to understand. Just like USA Today, right? When we were growing up, taking English class, journalism class, all the teacher said, write in sixth grade English or below to reach the lowest common denominator. And that is how you get a big audience. So instead of, for example, sharing or explaining why so many people have miserably low 401k balances or savings accounts, just write something simple like, look, people don't save because spending money is more fun. Bam, that is so simple, so straight to the point. How can you confuse that message? The thing is, if I can't get my point across, I'm failing as a writer. And that is something important to know. So because of my desire for more time, I'm looking to increase productivity, no matter what. So feedback from readers have given me the green light to keep posts short and simple, and really not to bother with these audio versions, which I thought would be helpful, but they're really not. So look, I know it's easier to do nothing. Ridicule, rejection, all that stuff is terrible. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. It feels bad. But I challenge you to open yourself up to judgment and ridicule if you want to grow. Some people will be nicer than others when it comes to evaluating what you've put out in the world. Others will project their insecurities onto you. That's just the way it is. Embrace the feedback and be brutally, brutally honest with yourself, because I think it's the best way to get better. And here's some other points on where being honest with yourself will help. One, you'll stop blaming other people for your problems and focus on improving yourself. As soon as you wipe away your delusion, I think you'll be happier. Two, you can scale your business faster because you're addressing the lowest common denominator, right? So I remember Mitt Romney during a debate, he was saying, I'll bet you $10,000 on blah, 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 blah. He literally lost his potential to become president because who has $10,000 to bet? Even if he got 100% of the top 10% income earners in America to vote for him, he would still lose to Obama, who gets 30% of the bottom 90%, right? It's simple math. You need to really, really broaden your base so you can speak to as many people as possible. And then finally, you will get paid and promoted faster at work because you'll more clearly recognize your blind spots. It's very hard for your colleagues and managers to be honest with your deficiencies because they don't want to hurt your feelings. They don't want to get sued. They don't want to get murdered if you decide to go postal. I was a manager once, and it was very difficult for me to say something, to provide feedback without offending a subordinate or colleague. And so that's why it's good to use the sandwich method, right? You talk about a praise, and then you talk about some constructive criticism in the middle, and then you finish it with more praise. And it's just the way people are, right? It's very hard. So a lot of people will just ignore you. So that's about it, guys. Thanks for all your feedback. And let me know what are some things you should be brutally honest about to get better yourself. Cheers.